welcome to Heartbeat. Have you ever thought about the woman that you want to become? Even now, at whatever age you are you thinking about the woman that you are growing into? When I was 19 and I was in a small group of young ladies a similar age, we would talk about the women that we wanted to become and we wrote things down. We wanted to be women of kindness, of generosity. We wanted to be women who could trust in God. We wanted to be women of the overflow, which meant that as we lived our lives out, it came from an overflow of what God had done in our lives. And recently I got a group of women together and we did something similar and we wrote down the types of traits that we want to have and that we want to grow into. And so I ask you, have you done that lately? Have you thought about the woman that you're becoming? Maybe you did it when you were younger, but I think it's a fantastic thing to do now as we get older, to look at whether or not we've achieved some of those traits, whether that's grown in us or whether that's something we're still working on. And I think it actually is something that we work on for our whole life. So often the things that we want to become in terms of people of generosity and kindness, we can be influenced by the world, by others in the world, particularly social media at the moment. So many of us scroll on our phones or on the computer all the time. I do it myself. And we look at what's out there and what the world projects as someone who maybe has it all together, who, you know, has things in their life and has achieved so many things. And we can look at that and go, oh, that's what I, you know, need to achieve, or that's who I should be. And we can, if we're not careful, find our identity in some of those things instead of finding our identity in God. Because did you know that God has given you an identity? He, before you were born, already decided who you were going to be. He'd already formed you. He loved you. You know, it says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27, it says, God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God has created you in his image. And what do we know about God? God is goodness. God is love. God is kind. God is merciful. God has created you in his image. Another beautiful verse of the scripture, or two verses actually, is in Psalm 139, verse 13 to 14. And it says this, for it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. Now here's David talking to God about how God had made him and formed him perfectly, intricately. It says he knit him together in his mother's womb. And God has done the same for us. He's formed us intricately and perfectly. Now the world can say to us, you are what you look like, what you have, and what others think of you. But God says to you, he says to me, he says, you were chosen and you are loved. You are my daughter. I love you. So before anything that you can do, anything that you can achieve, anything that you can attain, God loves you. You find your identity. I find my identity in God. When we know that, when we know who we are in God, that we are loved, then from that, we can then work on these traits. From that within us, God can work on our beauty, which does come from within. Now, the book of Proverbs talks about the character traits of a godly woman, and it's beautiful. I want to read from Proverbs 31, verse 25 to 26, and it describes so beautifully when we know who we are in God, what other traits come out in us that God can grow into us. It starts at verse 25. It says, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. So this is a woman who knows that she is loved. She doesn't need the world to tell her who she is. And because of that, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She is full of wisdom, and she teaches with kindness. That's the kind of woman that I want to be. Someone who is clothed in strength and dignity and has kindness on her tongue and has wise words to share. Now, another beautiful passage that I love is in 1 Peter, and it's a scripture that when it was my birthday, when I was 21, my friends gave me a mirror because I was telling them that I didn't have a mirror for my room for when I got dressed in the morning to look at what my outfit was. And at the top of this mirror that they gave me this scripture that they had engraved on the top. And it's in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, and it says this: "Do not adorn yourselves outwardly by braiding your hair and by wearing gold ornaments or fine clothing. Rather, let your adornment be the inner self with the lasting beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in God's sight." And it's a reminder to me that it doesn't matter what I look like on the outside, but beauty comes from within. And that quiet spirit, that quiet and gentle spirit that we can grow with God's help, that's what he finds so very precious. So today, as you reflect on your identity, I encourage you to look back at what God says about you, how you were loved, how you were chosen. Be reminded that God has a purpose for your life. In Ephesians, it says that he has good works for us, that he's planned before time for us to do. And that comes from knowing our identity in God, that we are loved and that he has a good plan for us. So I encourage you to reflect on who you are this week and maybe write down some of those character traits. You can put them away and say, you know, in 6 months' time, I'm going to look back at those and say, hey, have I worked towards these? And ask God to come and to build that beauty within you of that gentle and quiet spirit. So why don't you pray with me right now? In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that we can each know that we are chosen and we are loved by you. You knit us together in our mother's wombs. You formed us perfectly and intricately. Lord, may we be confident in knowing who we are in you. And within us, Lord, would you grow this beauty that comes, that we would be clothed with strength and dignity, with words of wisdom, and with teaching of kindness. Lord, come and be with us and help us to know who we are in you. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.